Good evening.
Good evening.
Good to see you in the house of the Lord, here in person and also online. What do we need more of in our world and not just talk about it? We need more forgiveness and more unconditional love in action. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have standards to live by or that we don't hold one another accountable. But without love and without forgiveness, what are we as a people, as a society? Now, at the heart of love and forgiveness, which is real and powerful, is Jesus. And he proved this by giving of himself. On that night that he was gathered together with his disciples and then betrayed and arrested and then sentenced to a death sentence, he proved his love and his desire and willingness to forgive. So on this Monday, Thursday worship, let us continue to hold on to Jesus and continually learn from him. Our Monday, Thursday worship, I invite your attention to our invocation on page 3 of our bulletin. We worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is near to all who call on him.
To all who call on him in truth.
In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness.
Turn your ear to me, come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me.
Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me.
Free me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge.
Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. Our first hymn, Go to Dark Gethsemane, it's found on page 10 of our bulletin. Reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 130, God hears our cries for mercy, and in him we do have a sure hope. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. The word of the Lord.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in the sacrament of Holy Communion, you give us your true body and blood as a remembrance of your suffering and death on the cross. Grant us so firmly to believe your words and promise that we may always partake of this sacrament to our eternal good.
For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Holy Scripture, Jeremiah 31, God has made a new covenant. And at the heart of that covenant is forgiveness. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. The word of the Lord.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Our next hymn is on page 11, When You Woke That Thursday Morning. Dear friends, we are able to approach the throne of God not in fear, but with confidence. Thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ, a reading from Holy Scripture, Hebrews 10. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The word of the Lord.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Our hymn, "Not All the Blood of Beasts," on page 12. God's grace and his mercy and his peace remain ours in great abundance. And this thankfully comes to us through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our meditation this evening. We want to focus on these words as we continue our theme, Shadows of the Savior. We hear these words from Exodus 24. Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he splashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey." Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli, as bright blue as the sky. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You are redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us treasure this truth always. Do you know what your blood type is? Do you care? You should. Do you know which one of the main four blood types you are? And do you know which one is considered to be the better of the four types? You know. Type O. Now you can look this up if you're interested. Why is this good to know? Life happens. We get into an accident, or someone we know or even don't know gets into an accident, and there might be a need for blood. Illnesses can also cause a need for blood. And so transfusions and the like become a part of the conversation when we're dealing with illnesses. We could also talk about tainted blood. Again, related to illnesses, but also it could refer to the people who commit a crime, especially a murder. Blood is on their hands. Their blood is tainted. Now, while there are different types of blood, and while one may jump out as seemingly better than the other for various reasons, our blood cannot do something we all need. There is only one blood source that can bring about what we truly need, that can do this. And that is the blood which leads to our shadow of the Savior for tonight. Blood had to be shed. The price in order to be God's own. Blood has been significant from the beginning of time, has it not? I mean, it's our life blood, called that for a reason. Our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. How often do we stop and think about the fact that our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made and the role that blood plays in our life? I mean, unless we're going through an illness that causes something to be dealt with our blood, or we need blood, we may not give much thought day to day about our blood. It's not just our blood that we want to give thought of on a day-to-day basis. More importantly, we want to give thought of the blood of Jesus and what that means for us in this life and for the one to come. Because there does come a time when our blood, physical blood, won't matter. But the blood of Jesus will always matter. Shed blood comes with a price. The wages of sin is death. And it didn't take long for Adam and Eve to experience death in their family, did it? They lost a son at the hands of another son. They came to learn tragedy firsthand the consequences of sin and what the shedding of blood really means. Sin explains why our blood, physical blood, needs attention. But not just our physical blood, more importantly, our spiritual blood. I mean, because of consequences of sin in the world, we have accidents and illnesses to deal with. We need blood transfusions and we need blood added to us and so forth. But more importantly, we need the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, for us, came at a price. It was a necessary price to make us a part of God's family. Because the blood of Jesus, it serves as a marker in a relationship with God. No different in the New Testament as well as in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, they had practices to symbolize the importance of blood. But it really wasn't just any blood that was being symbolized. It was the blood of the Savior. So they would take the blood of animals and they would sprinkle it on the altar, dedicating it to God. And they would sprinkle it on the people in the assembly to remind them they were dedicated to God. Not just by anything, but by blood. And not just any blood. Blood which symbolizes, represented something bigger, something yet to come, a promise to be fulfilled. Blood was significant, right? Throughout the Old Testament, tying beautifully to the New Testament, to that blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. The Lamb who was slain for us. Not for His own sin, but for us. Because again, sin had to be paid for through the shedding of blood. But your blood would not atone for your sin, and let alone the sin of someone else. But the blood of Jesus atones for your sin and the sins of the whole world. And so the shedding of blood, the blood of the Lamb Jesus, had to be the price. That message was no different in the Old Testament as Moses was standing before the children of Israel, as Jeremiah was standing before the children of Israel announcing the new covenant of God. And it's no different when John the Baptist stood before the people at his time, nor to the disciples and you and me today. It's the same blood, the blood of the Lamb. A price had to be paid, and Jesus was willing to pay it. And because He was willing to pay that price, we also then have the ability to live with and for and on behalf of God. Again, it goes back to the importance of the covenant, which Exodus points out. There were many covenants to focus on in a sense, but there was really one that mattered, that stood out above the rest, and we're beneficiaries of that one covenant, as Jeremiah was referencing. The covenant leading up to that covenant, as Moses was referencing here in Exodus 24, was that book of the covenant which explained how the Israelites were to be separate from their neighbors. Because again, God had set them apart for a special purpose, that the line of the Savior would come through them. And so He gave them, leading up to chapter 24, after their coming out of Egypt, He gave them laws, a covenant of how to live. You do this, God says, and I will do this. Obedience will come with blessings. Disobedience, no blessings. Moses took meticulous notes. He wrote down everything the Lord had told him and passed it on to the people when it came to how they were to worship the Lord God. There was a protocol that the priests had to follow and the people had to follow. There were laws regarding how they got along with other people. Exodus 20, familiar chapter containing the Ten Commandments, establishing their relationship with God, how to show love for Him, and then how to take that love and show it to their fellow neighbors, not just their fellow Israelites, but even outside the family of Israel. And then there were even laws that God gave them to serve as their laws of government. People get out of line, this is what has to happen. There was so much to remember, but necessary. And how did the people respond when Moses shared with them the Book of the Covenant? We will do everything the Lord has said. Did they have their fingers crossed when they said that? They meant it, most likely, with all their heart. But same with us. We make a confirmation vow. Week in and week out, Lord, this is the week we are going to put your commandments into practice. And we don't have our fingers crossed, right? But we're going to fail. I mean, Moses sprinkled them with blood to represent, you are God's people. You have been forgiven, and you have the ability and power to put these commands into practice. You and I, we have been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. We have the forgiveness and the power to put God's expectations into practice. But God knows we're going to fail miserably. And so we got to go back to His blood again and again. He doesn't need to sacrifice Himself again and again. We just need to keep going back to that blood again and again to be assured of His forgiveness again and again and be given the power again and again to live the expectation that God puts before us. Blood is significant, but not just any blood, the blood of Jesus in particular. Because through that blood of Jesus, God has made us His own. As the children of Israel were to be salt and light, so we are to be salt and light. The motive for them was more law. The motive for us definitely is gospel. The love of Christ compels us to no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who died for us and rose again. And so, dear friends, God help us, the Holy Spirit, to not just say, okay, we'll do this, but to do this and actually do it. I mean, we as a society know that if we follow the laws, if we actually follow the laws of the land, it could go well for our society and for us, then why don't we do it? Because selfishness gets in the way. And it's no different for us as Christians. The old Adam is right there. It's a good swimmer and needs to be drowned daily by contrition and repentance. And so we need God's forgiveness day in and day out. Forgiveness that came through the shedding of blood. As Moses sprinkled the blood on the children of Israel, he reminded them that they were family. God had set them apart to be family. And what does God do to help us show that we are family, that we are set apart together? The waters of holy baptism, the sacrament of holy communion, the gospel and the word itself. Faith unites us, faith in Jesus. We are family. And what does family do for each other? We look out for one another. We whop upside the head, not literally, when we're going astray. And we offer encouragement and forgiveness. We encourage one another, as we were heard earlier, to not give up meeting together, but let's meet at the house of the Lord to encourage one another, and all the more to stay connected to the blood of Jesus. Because there's going to come a time when our physical blood is not going to be pumping, and we need, especially at that time, the blood of Jesus in us. And so God, help us look out for one another, encourage one another, To put these words of Colossians into practice, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. God, help us put that into practice. And as we gather together as family in the house of the Lord, in person and online, we will be able to do just that. Because as we gather together, we are being fed more and more with Jesus through the Word, through His sacrament. In a way that is mind-blowing in a sense and accepted by faith, we are receiving the body and blood of Jesus with the bread and wine. What an awesome thing that the Lord gave to us to increase our relationship with Him and thus with one another. To assure us of our forgiveness through what? Through His blood. Blood which He shed for you. And not just for you, but for the entire world. And so when we partake of this sacrament, the Lord's Supper, wow. It's more than just walking up front and hopefully remember where we sat. It's coming up front and partaking of Jesus. One on one. To be assured of your forgiveness. Through what? His shed blood. So, dear friends, don't take your blood for granted. Not the physical blood. Protect it. Be willing to give it generously as you are able to do so, for others may need that. And at the same time, as you think of your own blood, and give of your blood, and as you partake of the sacrament, ponder how generous Jesus was with His blood. Again, not just for you. So, who can you possibly save with the news of Jesus' blood? Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our precious Savior. Amen. We pray. Precious Redeemer, may your face that once reflected the burden of our sins and the anguish of hell be ever turned toward us in love and tenderness.
Lord, no one in this Christian assembly who has known you as friend and Lord, as well as Savior, ever betray your love.
And may the dear blood once shed for us be for our sins the perfect cleansing power.
Hear us to the glory.
And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Holy Scripture, Luke 22. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." The word of the Lord.
Christ, have mercy on us.
I invite you to stand as we continue with the sacrament. In the name of our God, to whom all hearts are open and from whom no secrets are hidden, O Lord, hear our prayer, listen to our cry for mercy, and in your faithfulness come to our relief. Do not bring your servants into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. Answer us quickly, O Lord, our spirit fails. Do not hide your face from us, for we have put our trust in you. Show us the way we should go, for to you we lift up our soul. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a troubled and repentant sinner, confess that I have sinned against you in my thoughts, my words, and my actions. I have not loved you with my whole heart. I have not loved others as I should. I am distressed by the sins that trouble me and am deeply sorry for them. Jesus says to his people, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven." His death paid for the guilt of your sins and the sins of the whole world. Do you believe this?
Yes, I believe.
Because of the promise of our Savior Jesus, I forgive you all your sins. Be assured that you are a dear child of God and heir of eternal life. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you answered me. I thank you for the love you have shown me in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Through him, you have rescued me from the guilt of my sin and given me the peace of forgiveness. Help me fight against temptation, correct whatever wrongs I can, and serve you and those around me with love and good works. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go and live your life in peace. You are at peace with God. Amen. We pray. Hear the prayer of your people, O Lord. Let the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world. That the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again. And that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus make us strong to do his will. May the peace of the Lord Jesus fill our lives.
Amen.
Enjoy your evening in peace. A reminder of our Good Friday services at 1 and 6:30. And then Easter Sunday, 8 and 10:45 a.m. with a light breakfast in between, beginning at 9:15, running until about 10:30 in our multipurpose center. Again, go in peace. Thank you.